Thank you. Brian, I could use a little bit more monitor. Hello, hello. Can you turn up any more than that? Hello, hello. Hey. All right. Pardon me, folks. The name of this song is Penguin in Bondage, and it's a song that deals with the possible variations on a basic theme, which is, well, you understand what the basic theme is, and then the variations include maneuvers that might be executed with the aid of extraterrestrial gratification and devices which might or might not be supplied in a local department store or perhaps a drugstore, but at very least in one of those fancy news shops that they advertise in the back pages of the Free Press. This song suggests to the suggestible listener that the ordinary procedure that I am circumlocuting at this present time in order to get this text on television is that if you want to do something other than what you thought you were going to do when you first took your clothes off and you just happen to have some devices around, then it's not only okay to get into the paraphernalia of it all, but hey. What did he say? Ready?
She's just like a penguin in bondage, boing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Way over on the wet side of the bed. Nerps for moisture. Just like the mighty penguin flapping right on wings. The penguin flap. Lord, you know it's all over. If she come at you on the strut and wrap all around your head, flapping right on wings, flap. Just like a penguin in bondage, boy. Shake up the pale, dry ginger ale. Trembling like a penguin when the battery burns. Lord, you must be having a jumping through a hoop of real fire with some Kleenex wrapped around the coat hang wire. Thank you.
bondage, boing. Howling over to some ant-articulated moan. In the frostbite night, with the flaps gone white, speaking as she spot the loop across the room. Every time she sees the loop, you know it must be a penguin bound down. If you hear that terrible screaming and there ain't no other birds around. It's just like a penguin in bondage, boing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
She's just like a penguin in bondage, boing. Oh, you must be careful not to leave her straps too loose. Cause she just might box your dog. Cause she just might box your dog. And leave you a pile of dog biscuits.
All right, that was Penguins in Bondage and Pygmy Twilight from 1974's Roxy and Elsewhere album, possibly one of his best live albums, single disc. Touring with Napoleon Murphy, Brock, Flo and Eddie were now gone from the band, and they got into some serious funk. They had George Duke on keyboards, and I can't remember the name of the drummer, but they were a really tight band, as you can hear. Next, we're going to go into later on that tour from the You Can't Do That on Stage Anymore Volume 2, which you absolutely have to have if you're a Zappa fan at all. This track coming up now is approximate, and let me tell you, at the 4-minute mark in this song, you got to crank it all the way up to 11. The guitar solo in here will peel the paint off of your ceiling. Here on Turn It Up to 11 on
one,
WRSI.
Two.
Thank you.
the melody. Now here it is with the mouth, as performed at Eva's wedding. Come on, Ruth. Come on. Oh, come on, Ruth. Sing along. Come on, Ruth. Harmonize with him. Okay. Octung. One, two. One, two, three, four. It's a hit. Susie. Quacko. Take the towels. We want you to take them to your country. No, don't pay us for the towels. We insist. Towels. Suitcase. Get it through customs. For her. And now, here is way number three with the feet. It's so modern. Can't have any of that. Later on, we'll have a dance contest, and some lucky member of the audience will win a quart of Finnish champagne. I just want to see how long. Right, okay. All right, now here it is all the way through. That's a good idea, isn't it? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you so much. And thank you very much. And thank you. Giddes.